Well, congratulations, gentlemen. The eyes of the world are upon you, and everyone is proud of you. All of the America is watching you, and today and yesterday represent big, big days. We're looking at a decade since we've had American astronauts launched on an American ship from American soil. And I can tell you, I sat with my wife and kids in our living room watching on TV yesterday, and I suspect we did what just about everyone watching did, including both of you, which is held our breath as it took off. And we're glad to see you've landed safely. We're glad to see you've docked. And so let me ask you, that Dragon is an amazing vehicle. How does she handle?
It flew just like it was supposed to. It was we had a couple opportunities to take it out for a spin, so to speak, once after we got into orbit last night, and again today, about 20 minutes before we docked. And my compliments to the folks back at Hawthorne and SpaceX for how well it flew. It is exactly like the simulator, and we couldn't be happier about the performance of the vehicle.
What do you guys hope to accomplish in your time on International Space Station?
Well, while we're on board the space station, of course, with the new spacecraft, we do hope to put her through her paces, and so the good ship Endeavour is going to get a lot of a checkout over the next week or two here, and hopefully we'll be able to declare her operational, and Doug and I will be able to take some burden off of Chris and his crewmates, Ivan and Anatoly, so that we can keep the space station operating at its peak possibilities. So we're looking forward to contributing any way that we can, and like I said, trying to keep space station as productive as possible.
As a country, we're in the midst of a tough week. We're seeing protests, we're seeing a lot of anger, we're seeing violence, and I have to say this launch and y'all's docking is a powerful inspiration of what we can do when we come together, of the power of unity, the power of ingenuity, and so I guess the last question I would ask you is since you have the opportunity to address, in particular, all the young people in America, what would you tell them in terms of what we can do when we can come together?
You know, that's a great question. 9 years ago, just about exactly 9 years ago, we docked with Atlantis on STS-135, the last flight of the space shuttle program, a 30-year program. And folks at SpaceX, folks at NASA, the Commercial Crew Program put their heads together and worked diligently year after year, making sacrifices, working hard. And then 9 years later, American launch capability was restored. And this is just one effort that we can show for the ages in this dark time that we've had over the past several months to kind of inspire especially the young people in the United States to reach for these lofty goals and work hard and look what you can accomplish.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you.